I'm going to read two poems about asylum seekers. It's something that's kind of been pointed at and talked around and not really discussed over these last few days. So I figure someone's going to bring down the mood, so I'm going to start. The first poem is called Code Calls, and it's dedicated to Reza Barati, who was murdered in one of Australia's offshore detention centers 2 years ago. The Royal Commission into this work produced quite a large legal document, and I've used that to for my poem. Oh, and there's about 5 lines from when I was trolling some like Australian neo-Nazi sites. So, yeah. Code calls. You clear loose rocks from the compound, shade construction, the medium of desire. Along the internal road, a crystalline, basal fracture. Be delivered. Refuse to play. We might live heavy, make them defenseless, enclosed by the swelling. Sight defiant in transverse fields. No limit, bleak chime, you long for it. Lighting stoppages, smoke bribe, drag from your bed, screaming, you lose your right eye. There was a limit to what could be achieved. Dislocated knees, hands cut by the weld mesh, you were wearing runners in white phosphorus. The dog squad enters the zone, ordained. On every ground, a body for less, her organ was soft with rounded margins, reclaim home, become a target. Render time for fresh assessment, hard cut to the oval ground, bullet holes at chest level. Lovingly confined at the garrison, protracted dawn cover-up, shower transfer, handover service provider, infidel rock fest. Pupils fixed, did not react to light. Color bond breach, drop a stone on in, mobile squad remediation, egress. The blood report on makeshift beds. Decoy shower ordained with screenshots. The images are distant and granular. It is what you reasonably believe. Love is fit to purpose. Our island. Blow limb, relic, call up, catalectic lines add to their sense of injustice. Follow felicity, your command. Dirty cuts, dirty food. Full-blooded skips, you get your bolts. The joyful strain of Donga lockdown, forced rape, martial pry, redoubt. Let them be hunted soundly and carried in on shield stretchers to veil uplift approval. The joy of day ratified in extractor damage. Supplication to the sector, blind. Tropical heat, all dreamy and inspecific. The second poem I'm going to read is a book-length project called Refuge. Some of you will know my partner's family came over as political refugees to Australia a long time before I got there. And anyway, I think in explaining this to our kids, we've had to think about what refuge means, what it means to offer refuge. So this poem is all taken from the etymological dictionary definitions of refuge, and obviously the usages as it's changed over the years. Refuge. To seek, an extended metaphor. Among blind marishes, the last weapon, caption. Burying themselves in sand, a church hard by. To which any man, had he begun, to us with lanterns. Transversed executive orders, sketches from nature. Next, windbound mouth. guide. At worst, borne down until in every shape, thought is chained, our little relation, a bolt hole. Our with to have or perish until the rains come. Refuge. But rack, poor laws or lease, the arid ecology, fill a bag, go anywhere. Song of children. In still retreat, half known. The very land, songs, fugere, the master's stall, almost as refuge was. The lives of these, the widow of a man, the effects of gas, the cave spontaneously, midst of his shipwreck, thought is chained, the sand until our ourselves are in every shape, our harbor. For animals, scarce, industrial schools, how they might, our lady, cave spontaneously, the other, the remains. Unbound city to quit the coast, a fair corollary, when heat suppress your curiosity. As evasion, or shorelight, vanquished, begun, armor of children, cave release, its synonyms, family ourselves, planks, savage habitation, defense compound, refuge. The book is chained, a lighthouse. Politic affects the chosen trail. This was an action, the creek romance of forest, the gas answer gave way, a mountain hut to us with